Hey, everybody. This is Black Women with Other Brothers, your podcast for Wednesday, April 29th, 2020. I'm Dee Dee LaFrac, coming to you from the formerly beautiful downtown San Francisco. Hey, sweethearts, what's going on? Well, what's going on in your part of the world? What is your mayor or your governor or the leader of your country? What's going on with your quarantine? Well, here in San Francisco, our lady mayor, who happens to be Black, she has extended the quarantine, well, the shelter in place, for another month. Yeah, if you have been binge listening to this podcast, and thank you very much, I was a little subdued about the quarantine and the resulting junkie apocalypse here in San Francisco, the mayor allowing junkies to pitch their tents anywhere they want in most parts of the city, not the super elite parts. And then she up and says, okay, citizens of San Francisco, this has been going on since the end of March. Well, she didn't say that. She should have. And they are extending the shelter-in-place order until the end of May. Guess what? I'm not going for that. Like most of us, I don't have to tell you when you leave your house, you should have on a mask, wear gloves, don't touch your face. We all know that. That's like ABC. That's a nursery rhyme now. Everybody knows it. I don't have to be one of those annoying people reminding you what you need to do or quoting some health expert who isn't really a health expert, by the way. I'm curious, when did Bill Gates go to college to be a doctor? He didn't. Anyway, you all know about washing your produce. You know about when you go to the grocery store, you come in your house, you leave your bags at the door, you come in the house, you take off your shoes at the door, decontaminate. Everybody knows that. So what I want to talk about, I'm going to go back to the topic of men, since this is for a community of diverse women who interracially date, are into hypergamy, etc., etc. I've been talking to men, and men have been contacting me, and it has been interesting. You know what men are telling me now? Dating is going to change because men don't want to be jumping through so many hoops anymore. Yeah, men like a challenge, but they don't want to have to jump over a fortress to get to a woman, and neither do they want to emotionally rescue a woman. There are a lot of women who have their stuff together. If you're one of them, more power to you, sisters. I feel I am one of them. And there also are a lot of women who are incredibly needy right now for, you know, financial reasons are the main. You know, a lot of depression right now is coming from financial instability. We have to keep it real. The depression is, you know, lack of money is a gigantic cause of depression all around the world. And most men don't want to have to be a woman's therapist. And men don't need me to advocate for them because a lot of them don't reciprocate. Remember Monday's podcast, advocation for reciprocation? Now, men are telling me that, you know, they're kind of like hunkering into their own mind. They don't want to have to check up on a woman. Some women are, you know, don't keep talking about you're depressed. He's not your therapist. You could do a phone a consultation with your therapist. In fact, I'll be doing one with mine next week. Men are people too, but again, they don't need me to mammy them. I'm just reminding you ladies, and a lot of people are going buck wild on social media. Around the time stuff started hitting the fan here in San Francisco, I was just like, meh, on Facebook. It's like the same old, same old. I find for me, Facebook is mainly like a lot of bored women. That's no offense to anybody. I have been a bored woman. And I did say I'm getting more traction on Twitter. I have some Instagram accounts and I'm not necessarily doing them. I'm looking at YouTube and I'm like, meh, because I don't want all the drama. Right now, I want things to be easy and simple. No drama. No drama. But one size doesn't fit all. You know, we're all different people, different ages, different experiences. But when it comes to men, you don't have to chase a man on social media right now, just like dating. Whew. But, you know, there is always Zoom. So I think it's cool to be talking to a guy on Zoom every other day. But if you get into this habit, morning, noon, and night, that's going to end bad when the pandemic is over. That's just going to end really bad. Somebody's going to get their heart broken, and it will probably be you. Now, what I've been doing here in San Francisco since the mayor has allowed black male junkies to pitch their tent. Oh, sweethearts. There is a simmering, like, citizens' unrest on Twitter. That's where my podcast is, my other podcast, which is called San Francisco Dam. The police rolled down to one of the big homeless encampments, and they finally, you know, brought some authority. I've been complaining about this on social media, like, what the haystack? What the haystack? So the police rolled down and came in around 10 o'clock last night and told them, look, we're going to sit here with our cars and you have a curfew until 5 o'clock in the morning, because if anybody knows who's lived in a ghetto, I can't even believe I'm talking about this in San Francisco and my neighborhood is not cheap. Anybody knows who has lived in a ghetto or neighborhood where you have a lot of bums overtaking it, those bums get frisky at night, okay, because they don't have money and they know people are... good, hardworking people are asleep, and the bums are breaking into cars. The bums are, you know, doing property damage. The bums are trying to break into your building. So the police rolled in and finally showed some force of authority. Hallelujah. And yeah, on Twitter, males are hitting my inbox. They're flirting with me. One guy told me he fell in love with my voice on my San Francisco Damn podcast. You know what, ladies, talk is cheap, and I'd like to have a boyfriend when this is over with, and it's going to take a long time to vet somebody because I'm focused on, do I really have to relocate? Probably, and that's like a big, gigantic thing. The reason why I'm sharing this is all of our priorities have changed, and all of our priorities are different. We are all different people. Some people are really calm. They're living in a big house with their mom and dad. Dad's paying all the bills. Some people are really calm. They have like four roommates and all the bills are going to get paid. And some people are going, losing their minds because they haven't been able to work for going on 2.5 months. One size doesn't fit all during this worldwide trauma. So cope whatever way you can cope without, you know, becoming obese and getting a hard drug habit. You have to do what you need to do. If you need to take those long hot baths, long showers, what I'm doing, I wear makeup, I'm wearing perfume every day, I'm keeping my body moist, I am eating whatever the heck I want. I've had some delicious meals, I've got to admit. There's this lady that I saw on social media, this really cute black mom. She is so darling. I think her name is Aisha, A-I-S-H-A. I saw her on Facebook. She has the best recipes. Oh, my goodness. And I'd been ordering more spices from Amazon Fresh. Amazon Fresh is my friend. Oh, my gosh. And I have no guilt. This is the most food I've eaten in my life. I mean, I used to model. I used to have anorexia nervosa. That means that I would lose my appetite. I would feel nervous and lose my appetite. So I was like super thin for a hell of a long time in my life. And when you get older, eventually the weight comes on your body. So when you're younger, it's easier to keep your weight off. But I am not fat, but I'm certainly enjoying food. You know what? Right now, my cat, Mr. Stevie Wonderful, because like I said, men are like cats. If you ignore them, then they want you. I am talking to you guys. I am not looking at him, but he hears me talking, so he's all up on me. He's an adorable cat, Mr. Stevie Wonderful. So ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you. This is Black Women with Other Brothers, your podcast for Wednesday, April 29th. Podcast drops Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and all podcasts are under 10 minutes. I'm thinking about opening up the Black Women with Other Brothers Twitter, and you will be able to find me there. Thank you very much, everybody. And guess what? Everything's beautiful. You want to say something, Stevie?